This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what curious freedom can look like. Hi, and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Faruja, and friends. And today, because I had such great feedback about Annalie being part of the podcast, I have brought her back and she has brought a friend with her. So welcome, Annalie.
Hello.
And welcome, Pink.
Hi.
And today is going to be a bit special. Pink is Amelie's best friend, and we were talking about how to declutter and organize Pink's room, and I thought that it would be really interesting for Amelie to ask Pink some questions and to give Pink advice. So here you go, girls. Here's the show.
Pink, what do you find most hard about decluttering?
Where to put all the stuff.
So you don't have enough room for all the things you have?
Yes, yeah, that is one of the main reasons.
But what do you find hard about decluttering? Not the space, but decluttering.
I'm not sure.
Is it just because you don't want to and you don't have time to do it and you're not bothered?
Yeah, probably a little bit of that.
What is some of the most messiest places in your room?
I have this little section next to my desk, and I also have this whole pile of stuffed toys, and it's in between my desk and that little pile of stuffed toys. And it's just really messy with lots of stuff, and I don't really know what to do with it.
What type of things is there, like, in that corner?
There's an old Lego box. There is another box, a Culture Kings box with a pair of sunglasses, I think. Yeah, and there's a little box of creams because I have pretty sensitive skin. And I have all my goggles for swimming. And there's also some other stuff there too.
And do they have any home, or is that their home?
That's their home. I don't really know where to put them.
Do you have a lot of creams, or is it just one?
It's like a little cup full of maybe 6 or 5.
Do you use all of them?
I use all of them except one.
And why isn't that in the bin?
I'm not sure.
The bin's literally right next to it.
Yes. And?
Okay, so maybe you could put those in the bathroom or on your bedside table in a nice way instead of in like a plastic cup. What's in the Culture King box?
It's a box where there was a voucher in it. I got this nice hoodie from Culture Kings. And it's a pair of sunglasses and a little keychain.
Do you use the sunglasses and the keychain?
I use the sunglasses sometimes, but not the keychain, no.
So you can get rid of it?
Well, I was planning to give the keychain to my dad.
Okay. And is the box bigger, or is it like fairly small?
Well.
So show us with your hands and we'll interpret that for the listeners.
Okay. It's like.
So like 20 centimeters by 20?
Yeah, it's about that much. Yeah.
Okay, and is there a way you could save space by just putting the sunglasses and the keychain somewhere else, maybe on your bedside table or where all your jewelry is?
Yeah, I do have this little spot up in my cupboard it could go.
Are you ever going to build that Lego that you have?
Oh, that box is empty.
Why isn't it in the bin?
Well, no, I think it has one thing in it. It's like this old little Lego thing that I don't use.
So why isn't it in the bin?
I don't know.
Can you explain to the curious ones what your bedroom looks like?
It's a really big bedroom for an 11-year-old. It is a big square and we have one window and the door's like opposite it on the other wall. And I also have my walk-in closet. I like my walk-in closet. It's really big and I have all my clothes in there and it fits lots of stuff. So that place is good. I might put some of the stuff that's in that little corner up there on the shelves that I have to keep. And on the window wall, there is my desk, that little place where all the stuff is, and a big pile of stuffed toys.
And a cot with stuffed toys.
Yeah, there's a wooden cot with lots of stuffed toys in it. And on the other wall, the one that connects the door, so that would be the right wall. Like when you first walk in the room on the right wall, there's a big shelf and it has lots of my Lego and it has two drawers, one full of other Lego stuff and another one full of art stuff and just lots of little knickknacks. And then I have a double bed on the left wall when you walk in. I have a double bed. And on the wall that the door's on, there's also a big flower mural that my Auntie Peter made me.
I would die for that room. My room is really, really small, sadly. Really, really small. Like, I only have a loft bed because I couldn't fit a single bed and a desk in it. That's how small it is.
I love my room.
How often do you declutter?
Once I realize my room is really messy, I go through, I clean it all up, I throw lots of things out, like lots of rubbish, and then sometimes I go through my drawers and reorganize them and things like that.
And how often is that?
I don't know. Every time my room gets messy, I don't know how often that is.
So is that like every 3 months, 2 months, 1 month?
Yeah, maybe every 2 or 3 months.
Okay, and how deep decluttering do you do?
Normally, I have to go under my desk and through all my drawers and collect all this like extra paper and just rubbish. And I have to get a new bin bag and I have to put things where they're meant to go. And I just have to go through my whole room, just do everything. And I also have to vacuum.
Does everything have a home or is it just that little section that doesn't have home?
It's really that little section and right next to it is under my desk. I have lots of colouring pencils and lots of my homework is just under there and I don't have a place for that either.
You have a lot of stuff, right? Like a lot?
Yes.
And do you use all of those stuff?
Most of it. Well, yeah, most of it. 80% of it.
Did you say navy or 80?
80% of it I use.
And do you use like 60% daily or like 50% daily?
Probably about 50% daily, yeah.
And another 20% weekly?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And then how often do you use the other stuff?
Not that often, really. Because sometimes, like, lots of it is like art stuff or Lego, and sometimes it takes motivation to just do something other than just sitting down and like watching your iPad or just sitting at your desk doing something else. Like, sometimes I find it so hard just to get up and do something.
Is that because you find the surrounding too messy or you just don't want to get up?
Don't want to get up because my chair is really comfy and so is my bed.
I know, I love your chair. I could sleep on it. It's really comfy. So I know you have a lot of stuffed toys and in the cot, you can't see a lot of the ones down the bottom. Is there a reason or is it just for support? Like, I know you have a basement. Can't they go in the box down the basement so there's not that much stuff in your bedroom?
It's not like they're overflowing out of the cot, so I don't think there's a real reason for them to go downstairs. If they fit there, then they fit. And I'm going to keep the cot in my room for as long as possible because my great puppy made it for me.
And just to clarify, they're talking about a doll's cot. Is that right?
Yeah, a handmade wooden doll's cot made by my puppy filled with stuffed toys.
Is that 20% that you don't use? What is that? Like, is it gears? Is it stuff you've bought? How do you collect that 20% that you don't use?
Some of it is lots of old stuff from when I was younger that I don't really use, or stuff that I just haven't been bothered to throw out yet. And some of it is presents that I don't like, because I feel like sometimes when someone gives you a present and you don't love it, or you've already used it and you don't need it anymore, I feel bad throwing it out because someone's gifted it to me.
Yes, but a way to feel like once you've said thank you for the gift, it's yours, and so you can do whatever you want. So giving it away to an op shop or a friend or a younger sibling — you don't have a younger sibling, but a younger sibling or like a friend's younger sibling — is a better way, because someone else is going to use it more than you, instead of it sitting in a corner doing nothing.
Okay, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, recently I know that, Emily, you were over at Pink's house and you decided to work with her on decluttering her clothes.
Thank you for reminding me.
I have a lot of clothes.
She really did. And we went through and there was a lot of clothes. There was still a lot of clothes left, but some of them had to be put back in the closet. Can you tell me why?
Because some stuff my mum said you don't need. Some of the stuff I didn't like, so I didn't want to wear it. So I said there's no point. We could give it away or something, or just throw it out. And she said, no, that's size 14. You can fit into it. Trust me, just put it back in your closet. And it's to wear around the house. No one will see you in it. So I don't know. So we still have quite a lot of stuff. Like my pants drawer, my bottom drawer of my little — they're called tall boys, apparently. So my tall boy, it has — my bottom drawer full of my pants is overflowing because I have so many pairs of pants, and lots of them I don't even wear because I don't like them.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to go against her because she's the mum. And
she's my mother.
Yeah, so there's no point keeping them. So parents out there that make them kids put it in, why are you making them keep them? Like, they're never going to wear it. Well, wait 2 months or something, or 3 months, and if you haven't seen them in it, why keep it? It's taking up space in their wardrobe that they could use for more clothes or no clothes. Did you find it easy with someone helping you and someone persuading you to get rid of something?
Yes. I found it way easier when someone else was there, because sometimes you need someone else's judgment, not just yours. So I asked Emily, do you like this? Should I keep it? I don't love it, or I like it. What do you think? And then some of the stuff I had to try on, and I found Emily's opinion to help because she's my best friend and lots of the things we like is the same.
Some of the questions you could ask someone, or you could ask yourself, is how long since you've worn it? Do you like it? Why did you buy it? Like, my advice is, if it doesn't fit, well, you haven't worn it in like 2 to 3 months, get rid of it. Like, bye. We don't need you anymore.
In that little section between my desk and the crib full of toys, I wanted to maybe get like a little set of drawers, because there's stuff under my desk and some stuff that I use a lot is in my closet. So I thought maybe it's easier to get a little set of drawers to put that stuff into. Emily, what is your advice about that?
I know there's space up the top of your wardrobe and there's some stuff that you don't need up there. So you could go through that, because we didn't have time last time. And instead of spending more money, just find space for it. And if there's no space, try to see if there is. Try to find space, because you don't want to spend money on something that you have more space for.
Okay.
And it could feel a bit too crowded on that wall, because then you would have all your teddies, that shelving, and your desk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Pink, is there any other advice you would like from Amelie about decluttering and organizing your bedroom?
Most of the places in my bedroom are pretty organized and clean. So I think that's good. Thank you for your help, Amelie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, girls. I absolutely love your friendship. I love how encouraging you are of one another.
She just gave me a big high five.
Amelie, I love how wise you are in this regard. And Pink, I'm so impressed with how open you are to Amelie's suggestions and how open you are to thinking through and being curious about your bedroom and curious about how you organize it. So thank you so much, Pink, for being on the show. And thank you so much for your beautiful friendship to Amelie.
Thank you, curious ones. Bye. Mammutopia has given us a 5-star review titled Love Listening. Keep going, Kirsty. Love listening to your podcast and the wonderful conversations. Warm regards from Frankfurt, Germany.
Thank you for all your good reviews. We love getting them and sharing them to you guys. Most podcast players give you the opportunity to post a review.
Come over and join our Facebook group.
Love, Amelie and
Pink.